All right. So now we have the density of states of electrons in the conduction band and holes in the valence band, and you can calculate other properties from that. If you know the density of states, you can calculate all kinds of properties from it. And so I made a table like all the other tables in the course, where it starts out with the density of states, and I've done it for 1, 2, and 3 dimensions. Up until now, I've only been talking about one dimension, but let me draw the density of states for semiconductors. I've only been talking about 3 dimensions. Let me draw it for what happens in 1 and 2 dimensions. In 3 dimensions, this is energy, and this is the top of the valence band. And there's a band gap, and then there's the bottom of the conduction band. And I purposely tried to draw them a little bit differently because the effective density of states in the valence band can be different than the effective density of states in the conduction band. So I chose some difference. For other semiconductors, this one would go up more steeply than the conduction band. And then in 2 dimensions, this is the energy axis. In 2 dimensions, the density of states is constant until the top of the valence band, and then it's a different constant in the conduction band. So here, also, I chose it a little bit randomly. I could have drawn this one lower than the other side. But this is what the density of states looks like for a semiconductor in 2 dimensions. And I get this constant just from remembering what happens when you take free electrons in 2 dimensions. 2 dimensions, the dispersion relationship is a parabola, and from that we calculated the density of states, and the density of states looks like this. It was just 0 until the bottom of the parabola, and then constant. And then in 1 dimension, this is the energy axis, there are these Fanova singularities. I would rather this one smaller. Looks like this. This is 1 over the square root of dV minus E on this side, and 1 over the square root of E minus EC on that side. That's the form of the density of states. And if you know the density of states, you can first calculate the density of electrons in the conduction band and the density of holes in the valence band using this Boltzmann approximation. So here are the formulas for it. It's the number of holes in the valence band is the integral from minus infinity to the valence band of the density of states times 1 minus the Fermi energy. Those tell you which states are empty. And I used the Boltzmann approximation and I calculated what that was in 1, 2, and 3 dimensions. So here's the formula I showed you before for 3 dimensions. And then you can multiply n and t together and get the law of mass action in all 3 dimensions. If you take the square root of that, it gives you the intrinsic carrier concentration. If you set n equals p and solve for the chemical potential, you get the chemical potential in all 3 cases. And it's always the average value of the band gap, and then there's a different correction in the three directions. Then you can calculate the internal energy just like we always do. You integrate from minus infinity to infinity of the energy times the density of states times the Fermi energy. And we know the density of states, and you can do the integral in this Boltzmann approximation. You get the internal energy, the free energy, the specific heat, and the entropy I calculated. These formulas here near the bottom, I don't think you can find anywhere but on this webpage. Mostly because they're usually not relevant. And they're not relevant because this is the electronic component to the internal energy and the free energy and the specific heat. And these crystals have a component from the electrons and a component from the photons. And the component from the electrons is very, very small because there's only like 1 electron for every billion atoms. There's only 1 conduction electron for every billion atoms. So it's probably doesn't even make a measurable contribution to the specific heat. But I like to make these tables, and I put them all in anyway. It tells you if you want to estimate, you want to show that the specific heat, the electronic contribution to the specific heat is negligible in a certain case, you have at least the formula. You could calculate it and show it's much smaller than the phonon contribution. I can neglect it.